Poem number 85, So Confident. I laugh at you, you laugh at me. Your laugh is confident, mine is unsure. I can't believe what you so strongly urge me to, and each and every day I fall to my knees and pray that you are wrong. I sense there must be more things than I can't end my search for them, even if I tried. Your plan is too simple, your reasoning scarred. So I'll roll the dice, bet my cards, cross my fingers, search for the truth. But I never find it, at least I'm not through. So cry for me as you lay in your bed, pray for the sinner, ignore what I've said. Believe you are better, never saying it though, but how can you deny it if your faith lets you know? So few are chosen, and you know the way of never burning on this hot, sultry day. My aunt is a miracle, so good and kind, yet she believes another direction. You say she is blind. She does not struggle the way that I do. She accepts and believes what she considers the truth. Yet you cause me madness, preaching to me hellfire brimstone for eternity. But if I gave in, it would all be a lie. I'd pray in my cradle as my eyes cross the sky. I'd smother desires in dreams, I'd be free to search for the answers calling to me. So you cry and you cry, you say she's so lost, she must accept Jesus or learn what it costs. I'm not a bad person, but I can't be a saint, nor can I pretend sinning something I hate. I'm probably wrong, you're probably right, I'll probably burn while you light up the night. But there's one thing I'll tell you before I go there, no matter what anyone says, God isn't fair. He presents us with reason, throws clues in our way, all sorts of realities living today. Beliefs they are different all over the world. Are they all to burn, all except you? Reincarnation is the answer that's right. Then we all get a chance to reach heavenly light. We believe there's a God, gentle and kind, and he expects us to leave sin behind. But nobody's perfect, things get in the way. People don't realize they throw life away. Should they all suffer because they couldn't find the will to stop their rational minds, or circumstances beyond their control gave them no sanity, no place to go? I can't accept Jesus the way that you do, so I'll live my life, and when I am through, I'll hope things are different than what you have said, and say that I'm sorry once I am dead. I have only two choices, oh, can't you see? Live my life as I choose, or live hypocritically.